Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday right here on Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, it is right now sunrise time, and I'm looking at the rising sun toward the east in an absolutely fascinating August morning. This is the kind of morning I just dream about. Oh, I just don't know where to go. It's just so much going on. During my walk in the pre-dawn darkness, I heard the calls of loons and the coyotes. And then when the light started to filter through, I saw plenty of the spider webs that are out there on these kind of days. There may be no better time to get out and see the spider webs in the early morning than it is now for the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, anybody who commutes at this time and drives toward the east is likely to see the same thing. But a few other things of note, for those who like a change in the weather, we had a really interesting pattern that existed in the last days, and if I could quickly look back at it, Saturday we were in the 90s, Sunday 80s, Monday 70s, you're probably picking up the pattern here, Tuesday 60s, Wednesday 50s, and yesterday, yeah, actually 40s, so how's that for a continuation in the pattern? Well, it did not continue this morning, and I don't expect anything in the 30s, but we're going to rebound and start to get a little bit warmer again for those who feel like, no, we're not, you haven't had enough summer. Well, we're going to get some more. We also got some wonderful rain. Oh, it's just a beautiful rain. We had a continuous rain here, 2 inches recorded at our place. The Weather Service recorded a little bit less than that. There were many places recorded more. Lots of wind along with the rain, and we, of course, like many others, had a few branches thrown down in so forth, but nothing major. It was just a beautiful, beautiful rain, and it came at a time we could really use it in the garden. So I was very glad to see that, and in a few minutes I'll talk about a couple other responses of that. The days continue to get shorter. As I said, the sunrises are later right now, and the sunsets are earlier. We will be this week, before we speak next week, we will be having sunsets before 8 o'clock in the evening, and the sunrises continue to work after 6:15, which means we have less than 14 hours of daylight now, and that rapidly gets shorter. About 1 month from today is the equinox, and so, yeah, we are moving towards autumn, and things are happening. There is migration going on in the world of birds. Probably the most obvious happens right in our yards, where there are movements of warblers. I find that just amazing this time of year, how the warblers will gather in family units, and pretty soon there's another family with them, and more, until you have several species. And then they feed for a while with their parents, and they start to get restless, and they begin to move on, and we see what we refer to as warbler waves. And yes, they're prevalent in the spring, but we're getting them again right now, and I see them every day. Other birds of note migrating, if you're doing any traveling, biking or walking or whatever along roads, and you scare up a brown bird and you see a white patch on its backside as it flies off, that is a kind of woodpecker that shows up a great deal in migration right now. That's the flicker. And the flickers, even though they are called woodpeckers, they seem to act like ground peckers at this time. They spend a lot of time on the ground. They will feed on ants. They will travel in small families. And they just seem to be different from other woodpeckers. But I saw several of those in the last few days. Also of note have been the cedar waxwings. Cedar waxwings are birds that feed a great deal on berries. And so when the berries get ripe, as the choke cherries are right now, we can start to see them. And I saw a good deal of those as well. Also seen some migrating shorebirds recently. I have been watching a loon family near here. It's interesting with the loon. The parents leave before the loon baby is grown, and now you're looking out on the lake, I see usually just the young and not the adults. Hawk Ridge began their count this week. They started on the 15th, and though the migration flight has been slow, there has been some coming across, namely bald eagles, sharp-shin hawk, and several of the broadwings have been showing up. So things are happening there with the world of migration. And speaking of migration, I saw some monarchs this week that I thought were in migration. Meanwhile, back in the milkweed patch, I saw several monarch caterpillars. So what's going on now is, yes, there is a flight of monarchs starting. Some of the adults are moving south. But the caterpillars that we see out there in the milkweed patch, they still have enough time to go through their chrysalis stage, as they will be soon, and emerge in a few weeks to become adults, and in September begin their flight. So that's going on right now. And plenty of other insects. I find the goldenrod patches are just so amazing this time of year. We have lots and lots and lots of goldenrod patches. Unfortunately, if you drive down the area roads, you see big yellow flowers out along the side of the road. A lot of times those are not goldenrods. Those are often the invasive flower of a tansy. But if you keep looking around to find the goldenrod patches and get out in them, boy, they are just filled with insect activity, bumblebees and flies especially, but there's a large number of other insects that are out there. And if I'm not looking out at spider webs at this time or picking blackberries at this time, then I'm out in those goldenrod patches watching all that. There's a tremendous amount going on. In addition to that, we have an interesting situation that occurs with a type of frog, a green tree frog. Most frogs by this time we don't see very much of them, or we just kind of happen upon them if we're in our lawn and our garden. Those are usually the wood frog or the American toad. However, the green tree frog, gray tree frog, I say green because they often show up green this time of year, but their correct name is gray tree frog. They can change colors between green and gray, but they make an appearance quite a lot. I've been picking blackberries lately. I've been in the garden. I've been doing other walking, and yes, I have been seeing them. They are a real tree frog. They will climb up, and they do their feeding, and they do their calling and so forth from up in the up in those spaces. And what happens is they breed in the early summer, mostly in June, laying eggs in water. But for the most part, they are critters that live on land, and they climb up on trees and so forth. Well, when we get to late summer, their populations are a little bit larger now because some of the young are emerging, and so they spread out, and that spreading out will often come into our place. And it's not unusual at all to see gray tree frogs in their green phase climbing up on our house, any places nearby. I saw some great examples this week on climbing around on the sweet corn. So that's just a neat thing to look for. August is full of wonderful things to look for. I mentioned the goldenrods. There's also lots of asters out there, lots of sunflowers. I've been very impressed with those lately. And still we have some of the bergamot left over from July in bloom. Yes. Plenty of the wildflowers out there. I mentioned blackberries. Yeah, not everybody in the Duluth area has a chance to eat blackberries or pick blackberries. It's mostly to the southern part. But boy, those of us who have the opportunity, they are there. And it's a good year for blackberries. We've had several years in a row where it hasn't been so good. But now this has been a good year. It's also a good year for acorns on oak trees. This week I had a chance. We have a red oaks in our yard, and they've been putting on a beautiful growth of acorns. And then I had a chance this week to see some bur oaks, B-U-R-R, bur oaks. It's only the second species of oak that we have in our area. And they normally don't have a crop of acorns, but where I was, I saw that they did. The acorns of bur oak are really weird. They have a cap that kind of wraps around them entirely. And speaking of trees, not too early to start seeing some color in the trees. There are a few that are starting to show it. I mentioned dogwood. I mentioned sumac starting to show some color. But yesterday I had, and the day before, I had a chance to see color in a completely different place. We don't expect much to see much color in the world of fungi or in the world of mushrooms, but boy, I had a whole spectrum in the last few days. I saw golden ones in the growth of chanterelles and coral fungus being bright golden. I saw orange in sulfur fungus, which also turns kind of red growing on the side of an oak tree. I saw the blue in a type of a brown mushroom called the blue stain boldy, that when you break it open, the insides within seconds turns blue right in front of your eyes. I saw red in some of the rucola. I saw just a huge variety of colors, but maybe one of the weirdest ones and one of the ones that made me take note and go back again and again to take a look was a bright orange in a fungus called the jack-o'-lantern. It grows as a cluster and often grows out in grass or the edge of woods or such. And what it's growing on is the dead wood that's underground. And the reason it's called jack-o'-lantern is that under the proper conditions, it will glow in the dark. Now, I haven't apparently seen the proper conditions yet because I was looking at it each of the last couple of days, including early this morning, and I did not see any glow. But nevertheless, look at the color that's out there. We are, thanks to the recent rains, we are now getting good growth of mushrooms. And I'd say, yes, get out there and take a look. It's a wonderful time to take walks. And we're going to have some good weather to go along with it. So by the next time we speak next weekend, I expect we'll all have some walks to take. So, yes, Lisa, this is a terrific time as we get into late August.
It is indeed, Larry, and thank you so much for joining us as usual.
Yeah, take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host every Friday for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber right here on Northland Morning.